govorim više o onome najvažnijem, najvažnijim porukama na koje nas majka zove.
That I speak to you about the most important messages to which Our Lady is calling us.
Sami znate, evo 35 godina je da je Gospod s nama.
You all know that Our Lady has been with us for 35 years.
Od kad nas zove.
Since she's been calling us,
daje nam poruke,
she's giving us messages,
i kroz te poruke nas želi voditi.
And through these messages she wants to lead us.
Želi nam pomoći,
she wants to help us.
I kaže u jednoj poruci,
and she says in one of her messages,
draga djeco,
dear children,
šalje me moj sin,
my son is sending me.
Želi vam pomoć.
I wish to help you.
Mir, mir, mir.
Peace, peace, peace.
Mir neka bude.
Peace, let it be peace.
Mir neka zavlada svijetu.
Peace must reign in the world.
Draga djeco,
dear children.
Mir mora zavladati između čovjeka i Boga i između ljudi.
Peace has to begin to reign between man and God and between all men.
I to je uvijek preduvijek pravoga istinskoga mira.
And it is the first condition of the true peace.
Šalje me moj sin.
My son is sending me.
Ostajem zajedno s vama ovoliko vremena.
I'm staying with you all this time.
Jer mi je moj sin dopustio.
Because my son allowed me to stay.
Dolazi k nama majka kad je djeci najpotrebnije.
Mother comes when her children need her more, most.
Dolazi k nama.
She comes to us.
Jer kao majka, učiteljica i odgojiteljica.
Because as a mother, as a teacher, as an educator.
Majka koja pastoralno, koja je najbolja pastoralna učiteljica.
A mother who is the best pastoral teacher.
Želi nas voditi.
She wants to lead us.
Želi nas izvesti iz ovoga mraka.
She wants to take us out of the darkness.
Želi nam pokazati jedan novi put, put svjetla i put nade.
She wants to show us a new way, a way of life, light and a way of hope.
Gospa kaže u jednoj poruci.
Our Lady says in one of her messages,
draga djeco,
dear children,
ako nema mira u čovjekovu srcu,
if there's no peace in man's heart,
ako nema mira čovjek sa samim sobom,
if a man doesn't have a peace within himself,
ako nema mira u obitelji,
if there is no peace in the families,
draga djeco,
dear children,
ne može biti mira u svijetu,
there can't be peace in the world.
Vi sami znadete iz vaše obitelji,
you will know out of your personal experience, your families.
Znate, ako jednome članu obitelji nema mira.
You know that if only in one member of your family there is no peace.
Da cijela obitelj nema mira.
That there is no peace in the whole family.
Osim toga obitelj traži kako naći mir.
And the family is searching, seeking that peace, how to find peace.
Mir.
Peace.
Kako je moguće moliti?
How is it possible to pray?
Moliti srcem na što nas Gospod zove ako nemamo mira.
To pray with a heart to what Our Lady is calling us if we don't have peace.
Vidite, majka dolazi k nama, donosi nam mir, donosi mir u obitelj, u crkvu.
Our Lady is coming to us and she is bringing us peace to our families, to the church.
I kaže,
and she says,
draga djeco,
dear children,
ako vi budete jaki,
if you are strong, the church will be strong.
Ako ste vi slabi,
if you are weak,
i crkva će biti slaba.
The church will be weak.
Vi ste živa crkva.
You are the living church.
Vi ste pluća crkve.
You are the lungs of the church.
Zato je važno.
And because of that, it's important.
Na što nas Gospa zove da vratimo molitvu naše obitelji.
And Our Lady is calling us to bring back the family prayer.
Svaka naša obitelj danas mora biti jedna kapelica u kojoj se moli.
Every family needs to become a chapel in which we pray.
Nema ni žive crkve bez žive obitelji.
There is no living church without a living family.
Ne može današnje društvo ni svijet ozdraviti ako obitelj duhovno prvo ne ozdravi.
Today's world and today's society cannot be healed if the families do not heal first.
Obitelj danas mora duhovno ozdraviti.
Family needs to be healed spiritually today.
A majka dolazi k nama.
And Our Lady is coming to us.
Ona nas na ovom putu hrabri.
She's encouraging us on this way.
Ona nas tješi.
She's consoling us.
Ona donosi k nama jedan božanski lijek.
She's bringing us a divine medicine.
Lijek nama i našim bolima.
A medicine to our sickness and to all of us.
Ona želi prelijeti naše rane.
She wants to dress our wounds
ljubavi,
with so much love,
nježnosti,
tenderness, and motherly warmth.
Kažu jedan poruci,
she says in one of her messages,
draga djeco,
dear children,
kada bi se znali koliko vas ljubim, koliko vas volim,
if you knew how much I love you,
mogli biste od radosti
plakati. You could cry of joy.
Prika ljubav majke.
That's how big the love of a mother is.
To ljubavi nas Gospa vodi.
And with that love she is guiding us.
Toliko ljubavi, toliko strpljenja.
With so much love and so much patience.
Majčinske.
Motherly.
Topline.
Warmth.
Nježnosti, sve ono što dolazi s majke.
Tenderness and everything that mother gives to us.
Gospa nije došla k nama da nam donese strah.
Our Lady did not come here to bring us fear,
kazni,
to punish us, to criticize us, to speak to us about the end of the world.
Ona dolazi,
she is coming
majka nade,
as a mother of hope,
na poseban način,
in a special way.
Gospoda zove na svetu mis.
Our Lady is calling us to the Holy Mass,
na misu kao centar našega života,
to the Holy Mass as the center of our lives.
Na jednom ukazanju Gospa nama kaže,
during one of her apparitions she said to us,
draga djeco,
dear children,
kada biste se vi sutra odlučivali,
if tomorrow you had to decide
meni,
between coming to me
na svetu misu,
or going to the Holy Mass,
ne, nemojte doći k meni,
do not come to me,
idite na svetu misu,
go to the Holy Mass.
Jer ići na svetu misu znači će susret Isus koja se daruje i svetu misu.
Because attending the Holy Mass, it means to go to encounter Jesus who gives himself in the Holy Mass.
Njemu se predati,
to surrender ourselves to him,
se otvoriti,
to open ourselves to him and to receive him.
Također nas Gospa zove na mjesečnu ispovijed.
She's also inviting us to the monthly confession.
Na klanje pred križom, pred sakramentom.
To the adoration before the most blessed sacrament.
Gospa nas zove na molitvu krunice našim obiteljima.
Our Lady is calling us to pray the rosary in our families.
Na čitanje svetoga pisma u našim obiteljima.
To read the Holy Scripture in our families.
Kaže jednoj poruci.
She says in one of her messages.
Draga djeco.
Dear children.
Čitajte sveto pismo.
Read the Holy Scripture.
Da se čitajući sveto pismo Isus ponovo rodi vašim srcima, vašim obiteljima.
So that reading the Holy Scripture, Jesus may be reborn in your families, in your hearts.
Opraštajte drugima, draga djeco.
Forgive others.
Oprostiti. Gospa toliko nas zove na opraštanje.
Our Lady is calling us to the forgiveness.
Oprosti sebi.
To forgive yourselves.
Oprosti drugima.
To forgive others.
I tako otvoriti put Duhu Svetom do naše srce.
And in that way open the way to the Holy Spirit to our hearts.
Bez opraštanja.
Without forgiveness.
Mi ne možemo ozdraviti.
We can't be healed.
Ni duhovno,
not even spiritually,
ni fizički,
nor physically,
ni emotivno,
nor emotionally.
Važno je biti slobodan iznutra da bi se mogli otvoriti milostima i Duhu Svetom.
It is important to be free from outside to be
inside.
Able to.
Važno je biti.
It is important to be opened inside to be able to open ourselves to the Holy Spirit.
Ali da bi naše obraćanje bilo sveto i savršeno.
But in order that our conversion is holy and complete,
uvijek je potrebno moliti.
It is always necessary to pray.
Zato nas Gospa zove toliko na molitvu srce.
And because of that, Our Lady is asking us so much to pray with a heart.
Jer bez molitve srce naš mir, nemoguće je doći do mira.
Because without the prayer, with the heart, it is impossible to accomplish peace.
Jer uvijek molitva hrani naš mir.
Because the prayer feeds our peace.
Kaže, molitva je srce i duša naše vjere.
The prayer is the soul and the heart of our faith.
Kao što je voda potrebna cvijeću da ne umre.
As for the flowers, it's necessary to have water in order not to die.
Tako je molitva našem tijelu, našoj duši.
And that is water for our body and for our soul.
Jer bez molitve naše tijelo umire, naš duh umire.
Without the prayer, our body is dying and our soul is dying.
Zato poruka molitve je jedna od najjači, najvažniji poziva na što nas majka zove.
The message, the call to pray is one of the most important and the most powerful things to which Our Lady is calling us
molitva
to.
Srcem.
to pray with the heart, not only with our lips, not only mechanically, not out of custom, but pray out of love and with love, to pray with all your being, so that our prayer is really encounter with Jesus, conversation with Jesus, rest with Him, that we come out of that prayer filled with joy and peace.
Toliko je puta Gospa ponovila, draga djeco, neka vam molitva bude radost.
So many times Our Lady repeated, dear children, may the prayer become joy to you.
Molite s radošću.
Pray with the joy.
Draga djeco.
Dear children.
Ko moli, ne treba se bojati budućnosti.
One who prays shouldn't fear the future.
Gospa nas zove u školu molitve.
Our Lady is inviting us to the school of prayer.
Želi da svaki dan idemo u školu molitve.
She wants that we attend that school every day.
U školi molitve Gospa kaže nema odmora.
In the school of prayer there are no holidays.
Nema vikenda.
No weekends.
Svaki dan ići u školu molitve.
To go to the school of the prayer every day.
I Gospa kaže draga djeco.
And she says dear children.
Ako želite moliti bolje.
If you want to pray better.
Onda uvijek morate moliti više.
Then you have to pray more.
Jer moliti više uvijek je osobna odluka.
Because to pray more is a personal decision.
A moliti bolje,
and to pray better
je milost.
Is a grace.
Milost data onima koji mole više.
A grace given to those who pray more.
Često puta,
many times,
kažemo svi mi,
we all say,
nemamo vremena.
We don't have time.
Nemamo vremena za molitvu.
We don't have time to pray.
Nemamo vremena za obitelj.
We don't have time for our families.
A Gospa svima nama kaže.
And Our Lady is telling us all. Dear children, don't say you don't have time. The time is not a problem. The problem is love. Because, dear children, when a person loves something, he always has time. And when a person doesn't like something, he will never find time.
Ljubav. Ako ima ljubavi, sve je moguće.
If there is love, everything is possible.
I uvijek poruka prihvaćena s ljubavlju, ona uistinu postane život.
And the message which is accepted by love, with love, it will become life.
Nadam se.
I hope.
Da ćemo i mi prihvatiti sve ono na što nas sama Gospa zove.
That we will accept everything to which Our Lady is inviting us.
Da ćemo biti sustvaraoci jednog boljega i
that we will become co-creators of one better and more beautiful world,
da ćemo s njom moliti,
that we will pray with her
i ispunjavati sve one planove koje ona želi ostvariti svojim dolaskom,
and that we will fulfill all the plans that she wants to accomplish here by her coming.
Neka je vaš dolazak ovdje bude jedan vaš početak jedne vaše duhovne obnove.
May your coming here become the beginning of your spiritual
renewal.
And when you go back to your homes,
nastavite s to duhovno u našim obiteljima.
Continue with that spiritual renewal in your families,
vašom djecom,
with your children,
vašoj župi,
in your parishes.
Budite i vi odsjaj.
Become the reflection.
Znak.
A sign.
Nemojte tražiti znak koji je vanjski.
Don't look for the exterior signs.
Budite vi znak.
You become a sign.
Znak žive vjere.
A sign of a living faith. Dear friends, may it be so. May the Lord bless you all and Our Lady guards you on your way. Thank you. In the name of the Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women,
and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Queen of peace,
pray for us.